Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I am Nandita Khemka. It's Friday, the 26th of September. Let's take a look at the cues that will shape the trading day today. Indian equities logged their fifth straight day of losses, the longest losing streak in more than 6 months. The Nifty slipped below the key 24,900 mark, breaking below 20-day moving average and shutting shop at 24,891. The Sensex fell over 550 points to close at 81,160. The Bank Nifty was off 145 points and the Mid-Cap Index lost 369 points or 0.6%. Market breadth stayed weak with just two advancing stocks for every five declining. Barring metals and defense, it was red across the board. IT was the big drag again as visa curbs continue to weigh on sentiment. TCS hit a 52-week low, making it five down sessions in a row and losing over 80,000 crore rupees in market cap in the same period. There were a few bright spots. Shipbuilding stocks rallied after the cabinet cleared new schemes for maritime and shipbuilding development. Hindustan Copper jumped more than 6% as copper prices touched multi-month highs. And Hindustan Aeronautics gained 2% after the Defence Ministry signed a massive 62,000 crore Tejas Mk1A deal. Among individual movers, Tata Motors slid 3% on JLR cyber attack updates. Polycab lost over 1% as 1.5% equity changed hands and realty names like Prestige Estates and Godrej Properties stayed under pressure. In terms of fund flows, foreign investors net sold Indian equities worth 4,995 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors net bought shares worth over 5,100 crore rupees. Technically, analysts say a clean break below 24,900 could open the door to 24,700 or even 24,600 in the near term, while a bounce back above 25,100 would hint at a short-term bottom. When it comes to the GIFT Nifty, it's pointing to a weak start for Indian markets this morning. Now let's shift focus to the global markets. Asian markets are under pressure this morning after US President Donald Trump announced sweeping new tariffs. Starting October 1, any branded or patented pharmaceutical product imported into the US will face a 100% duty unless it's manufactured domestically. Trump also imposed a 25% levy on heavy truck imports, a 50% tariff on kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities, and a 30% duty on upholstered furniture. Shares of Asian pharma makers dropped on the news with both Nikkei and the Kospi trading lower. US futures are also in the red as the pullback in technology stocks stretches into a third straight session. Oracle slid 5%, Tesla fell 4%, and all three major US indices ended Thursday lower. Week to date, the S&P 500 is down nearly 1%. The Nasdaq has lost about 1.1% and the Dow is off 0.8%. Bond yields climbed after US jobless claims came in below expectations, pushing the 10-year yield up to 4.2% and lifting the dollar against major peers. Meanwhile, second quarter US GDP was revised sharply higher to 3.8%, adding to the view of a resilient economy ahead of the key PCE inflation report due later today. Trump also signed an executive order approving a $14 billion plan to keep TikTok operating in the United States. The deal, which still needs China's approval, would create a new joint venture company to run TikTok's US business, with ByteDance retaining less than a 20% stake. On the commodities front, gold has paired gains as traders brace for that inflation data, while oil prices eased after fresh US economic numbers tempered expectations of further rate cuts. Let's move to the key stocks that could be in focus today. Pharma stocks will hog the limelight after Trump announces 100% tariff on drugs. IT stocks will also be in focus after Accenture reported fourth quarter numbers that beat Street on bookings but flagged softer growth ahead. New bookings came in at $21.3 billion, up 6% in dollar terms, with $1.8 billion of that coming from generative AI projects. Revenue rose 7%, GAAP operating margin stood at 11.6%, while adjusted margin came in at 15.1%. The IT firm hiked its full-year revenue guidance to a range of 2-5%, higher than Wall Street estimates. Chair and CEO Julie Sweet also said that the company sees opportunity, not disruption, in the proposed US H-1B visa rule changes, with only about 5% of staff on those visas. Tata Motors will be in focus as Jaguar Land Rover says its systems are gradually coming back online after a major cyber attack that forced a global production halt. The carmaker has restored key financial systems to process vehicle sales, registrations and supplier payments, easing fears of a prolonged shutdown. Polycab India is in the spotlight after its promoters sold 1.5% equity for about 1740 crore rupees at an average price of 7458 rupees per share. Big buyers included JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley Asia, HDFC Life, SocGen and Kotak Mahindra Life. BHEL will react to news that the government's Department of Investment and Public Asset Management has rejected a proposed joint venture with REC Power. Rights gained an order worth $18 million from South Africa's Thales Logistics for the supply of locomotives. Supreme Petrochem commissioned a new ABS project with a capacity of 70,000 tons per annum at its Maharashtra plant. And Seagull India received a letter of acceptance for a road project from the Greater Mohali Area Development Authority, valued at 509 crore rupees. Also watch out for Vodafone Idea as the Supreme Court will hear the telco's plea on additional AGR dues later today. And shares of Satvik Energy and GK Energy will make their debut on the bourses today. Moving on to our Voice of the Day segment. Here is a view from Vijay Singh of Mirai Asset Sheikh Khan on whether PSU banks are poised for a re-rating after the recent rally. Take a listen.
PSBs are in a strong position, demonstrating robust deposit franchise and solid liquidity. PSBs to continue to hold over 62% of the total system deposits. This stable funding base provides PSBs with a distinct advantage, enabling them to support consistent credit growth of 11 to 12% without having to aggressively seek high-cost deposits. PSBs are currently performing well with achieving a 12% growth in FY25. While a recent decline in NIM has been a challenge, PSBs have successfully leveraged treasury gains to offset this pressure, with these gains accounting for 22 to 40% of their other income in Q1 FY26. However, these gains are expected to moderate as bond yields stabilize. Historically, PSBs have had high cost-to-income ratio of 48 to 55% due to high employee expenses. However, this is changing as revenue growth strengthens, fee income increases, and digital adoption and branch rationalization initiatives take effect. These efforts are expected to gradually reduce cost-to-income ratios. This structural turnaround has positioned PSBs to sustain ROA of 1%, which reached 1.1% in FY25, driven by improved underwriting, better cost control, and strong recoveries. Aggregate PSBs' profit surged to ₹1,50,000 crore in FY25 and are projected to grow at a 13 to 14% CAGR from FY26-28. Despite potential near-term pressure on NIM, increasing fee income and improved efficiency will help maintain a stable ROA of 1% to 1.1%. Hence, PSBs are well positioned for meaningful re-rating provided continued healthy credit growth. SBI in the large cap is identified as a preferred investment idea.
Before we wrap, here are some other cues to keep on your radar today. Government sources say India's trade delegation led by Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal is set to return from the United States after a key round of trade talks. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has underlined the critical role of banks in sustaining India's growth momentum amid global uncertainty. She called for a renewed focus on trust, inclusivity and customer centricity, and highlighted the need for deeper institutionalized collaboration between NBFCs and public sector banks to strengthen the financial ecosystem. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch Bihar's Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana at 11 a.m. via video conferencing. During the program, he will directly transfer 10,000 rupees each into the bank accounts of 75 lakh women across Bihar, an outlay of 7,500 crore rupees, aimed at empowering women through self-employment and livelihood opportunities. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Have a great trading day and thanks for listening.